Okay, another one. I'm just recording real, true stories that are happening right now. This is from for EOW. This is from a video from Inside China Business, a YouTube channel. How China and the BRICS are starving the West of gold. And, oh man, the story. The way, just to recap here from my own memory. Okay, we take gold here as an example. But it goes for other products as well. But it's very, very smart because what happens is that the BRICS countries, they are gathering gold to build a strong economy based on gold. Now, that means they're buying gold. Who do they buy gold from? Well, normally, if you want to buy gold, you go to Western European or whatever companies who sell gold, stamped and, you know, authorized and all that. But rather than doing that and be dependent on the Europeans or Westerners, global Northers, they of course go to the gold mines, which I guess are mainly located in BRICS countries. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Why should the gold mines sell to the global North Europeans and then those same BRICS countries where the gold mines are buy them more expensive from those middlemen? Makes no sense business-wise. So this is just completely rational and natural. And which means, and the same thing with other things that they buy from Africa or whatever, directly, different metals, minerals, and so on, they get it cheaper than buying it from the global north, but still the local producers or whatever get more paid than if they sold it to the global north. So it's just, again, skipping the middlemen for both, win-win. And China and the BRICS, they're building very good communication routes that now, of course, the global north are trying to destroy. That's why the Iran attacks are going on to a large extent. Why? Anyway. So what he explains here is that they're actually simply going for establishing such direct business relationships with direct producers or sources, mines and farms and whatever, in the BRICS countries, paying a price that is fair in local currencies, which means that you can also they can also buy things from China with their own local currency. It's just a healthy form of business relationship, rather than having to use dollars or something as a payment currency. So what's happening here is remarkable, that it's as if everything turned, flip-flop back east, becoming the first world becoming the third world, or the third world becoming the first world, because now they are, because all the resources are there in the so-called third world. The development countries, they are actually developing now. And the other world is not developing so much. They have to learn to do that now and take care of themselves. But now they are working for these BRICS companies who establish and maybe buy and support industries in different countries, again, directly. Yes, you have this battery factory up there in Sweden, you've got local resources. Why not? We buy that one and get it working. We send some of our Chinese experts over. Whoops, there it goes. And we make some profit on it, and you make some profit on it. Win-win. So, I mean, and this is the optimistic scenario, that kind of development. And then, of course, you will have from the other side those who simply want to kill the enemy, defend their interests by destroying the others, cutting them down. But that's not the way to succeed in competitions, trying to kill your enemy or beat them down. You over there in the global north have to learn that. That's barbarian, primitive. Which is kind of really saying everything about history, right? East and West. So yeah, it could be worked into the story here. Wow, it's quite a story here.